Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Thursday. It's 11 a.m. and 30 seconds Central Standard Time. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours on this November 20th, 2008 edition. We will have open phones in this first hour, second hour, third hour, fourth hour today. We have Jim Mars and Robert Groden on together in the next hour. Both of them leading JFK assassination experts, probably the two twin peaks there. Can't think of two people who are more informed, more involved, and more prominent. We'll discuss the 45th anniversary of the murder of JFK coming up this weekend. Also, the In the Fed protests coming up. I've got the Dallas leader of that joining us tomorrow because I'll be up in Dallas for that event as well. It's only about mile and a half away from the grassy knoll, Dealey Plaza. Did Coast to Coast AM last night for an hour. That was interesting as usual. Good to see George Norrie actually growing that show. I was reading in the newspaper. It is the only premier radio network show, national show, that is now making money. Did you know that? All the others are imploding, basically. But radio across the board is in deep trouble because every other industry is, not just media. It's the recession leading into depression. But again, because George has myself and others on and took that show in a new direction 5 years ago to about 30% New World Order news and information when you didn't basically get any of that before, it has actually grown. But a side issue, just wanted to plug that, and also say we want George Norrie to have his new national TV show picked up permanently that's been airing all this week. The last one airs tonight at different times across the country and the world on the Sci-Fi Channel. Find out more at coasttocoastam.com. Why do we want that? Well, you know, they're doing some of the fun topics right now. Vampires, aliens, Atlantis. There's nothing wrong with entertainment. And George will tell you that himself on air. But that show gets picked up, folks. You're going to see some more serious topics and serious guests on it. So we definitely want that to happen. Plus, George is a great guy. So be sure and tune into that this evening on the Sci-Fi Channel. And let them know you appreciate it because we need a friend in high places. That's why I hope Ventura and his Time Warner show, True TV, but he will not compromise on the show exposing 9/11 and JFK and other things. So he's, you know, said to me here on air on other places that he doesn't even know if it will be picked up, but that pilot has been shot and should be airing the next 3 or 4 months or so. So that's exciting on that front as well. But I already digress into tertiary issues here, kind of inside baseball stuff. But, you know, I said I'd get into Mark Cuban yesterday, and the Securities and Exchange Commission charging him civilly, but then sending out with Martha Stewart, it then led to criminal. And my involvement in the story, Loose Change Final Cut's involvement in the story. And so I'm going to write a note here today and try to get into that. I mean, I got into some of it yesterday, but not as much as I had wanted to. It is an important story of persecution and attacks on free speech. But when we get back, I haven't even gotten into the news, and I'm going to cover it. It is staggering. You know, the Chinese government is looking at buying up the big three U.S. automakers. Oh, yes. We'll be right back. And the communist Chinese government's running many of the ports in the United States. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
From Get the Tea to You, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Live on this Thursday edition. Thank you for joining us. Let's run through the headlines. Consumer price drops record 1% in October to the lowest since the last year of World War II. SAIC Dong Fing said to buy GM Chrysler assets. That's the Chinese government-controlled big two Chinese automakers. Chinese car makers are also seeking government aid, LA Times, but again, to buy U.S. automakers' factories. Port of Los Angeles security under control of Chinese president's son. Canadian Free Press, with Hillary coming back into the White House in multiple fronts, Secretary of State, where she's going to be the czar over socialized health care, get ready for the parade of Chi-Com generals. Financials need another $1 trillion. Reuters, the bankers say, we need more. We need trillions more. Paulson was behind bailout, martial law threat, PrisonPlanet.com headline. Senator Inhofe has been interviewed by the media. We have a clip coming up later. And he said, yeah, it was Paulson calling up threatening martial law. As if we needed Inhofe from Oklahoma to tell us that. Again, when this came out 5 weeks ago, and the congressman, one of the congressmen we interviewed about it, wouldn't talk about it under House rules. I said, well, we know you're in the meeting with Bernanke and Paulson and Kashkari, so which one was it?
Well, I can't tell you. I won't.
Well, we know now. More high treason by Paulson. Government can't handle gold run on gold coins. This is out of the New York Post. All over the world, they just can't handle it. It's all being sold out as the price stays at $7.50. It's magical. You can't buy it. You can't find it most places, but the price goes down. Only in La La Land, but we're in La La Land. Alarm bells ring as Hillary offered leading role in American healthcare overhaul. Paulson supports FDIC foreclosure prevention plan, but then you read deeply into the facts. It's another bait and switch where they just keep the money, and then maybe if the Treasury feels like it later, if a bank renegotiates a mortgage, then maybe they might give them a little bit of money. Blackwater gunboats will protect ships on the west coast and east coast of Africa. There's now pirating going on every day off of Nigeria, but mainly off of Somalia. They're on the Horn, and they grabbed a Saudi oil tanker, as you know, yesterday, three times the size of the biggest U.S. aircraft carriers. As big as they get. Mega ship. I mean, it is just society imploding in on itself as Somalis starve to death. I'm not defending what they're doing, but you take a look at those folks. They don't get much food, and that's what they're saying. And they also don't like the fact that this has been caught on video. The big ships pull up and dump their toxic waste right off the Somali coast, so the fish have all basically died. It's all part of just the raping and robbing going on by the elite as things break down. Gunboats will protect ships. Blackwater. Who will protect us from Blackwater when they're not in New Orleans confiscating guns? NATO chief calls for more non-U.S. troops in Afghanistan. MTA's planned cuts include everything from station agents to entire train lines. They're going to shut down in New York, Boston, D.C., you name it, shut down whole lines of public transit. Doesn't matter if it's $4 to $8 to basically go anywhere. And they're just going to make you crowd on like sardines even more. But don't worry, there will be more police searching you. There's lots of money for that. While the border stays wide open and millions of illegal aliens are released from prison, hundreds of thousands just in Texas a year, Houston Chronicle, who are aggravated felons. I'm not attacking the illegal aliens. I'm saying jeepers creepers, they should be held to the same laws. But see, it's not about law. It's about lawlessness. It's all about protecting the lawless, protecting the criminals, raping the population financially. Los Angeles Times, anti-war groups fear Barack Obama may create hawkish cabinet. And it goes into how they are stacking it with Republican and Democrat hawks from both the Bush administration, the first Bush administration, the second Bush administration, and the Clinton administration. Absolutely. What do you think is going to happen, ladies and gentlemen? You are going to witness big problems. You are going to witness very serious increase in saber rattling, going into Pakistan, going expanding the force in Afghanistan, staying in Iraq, encircling Russia. It's all been announced. He's keeping Gates on. He's hired as his chief advisor, the richest slumlord in the U.S. who owns the giant facilities all over Chicago. I mean, it's just this guy is a poverty pimp. You want change? Oh, you're going to get it. And they're not going to be saying, yes, we can. They're going to be saying, oh, my God, what have we done? Help us. Weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Donald Driver's dad, beaten by Houston police after dispute, Sports Illustrated. And they admit here, they pulled a guy over, he argued, so they beat him into a coma, and witnesses said, they said, you're now going to see Jesus, and then cram some type of drugs in his mouth, and then took him to jail, and then they took him out in a coma out of the jail cell. This is in Sports Illustrated. I don't think these cops will get away with this, though, because there's money for lawyers. And again, I know all police aren't like this, but 20% probably are. And every couple of days I read about them beating somebody to death in Houston or New York or L.A., you know, on video camera. And they don't get in trouble. And the public sees this, and so it makes the public hate all police. And when you've got troops serving 3, 4, 5 tours, they completely lose their minds. And they're coming back and becoming cops, and they're killing their families and other cops and going postal every day. And statistically, it's the cops' families and other cops that have got to worry. So, hey, just enjoy yourselves, okay? Enjoy yourselves. I understand. You think you're going to get away with it? Well, you are going to get away with it. You are going to get away with everything you do. You've got the power, and I mean that, until everything collapses. You see, because there's bigger thugs above you who are conscious thugs and criminals, and they are getting away with stealing the $5 trillion in the last 5 weeks. And they're going to take a lot more, and you're going to pay the taxes for that, and your family is, and you're going to pay in your dollar being devalued, and you're going to pay when this whole economy completely collapses. So just for keep smiling, keep smiling, keep smiling. Keep laughing and joking and giggling and making excuses, all of you, the yuppies, the government bureaucrats, the CPS workers, just keep laughing. Just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. So that is some of the news. I have some audio clips I want to play today as well. Endgame 1.5 is, I don't know, an hour and 45 minutes long or something. You know, that's the extra that was too big to put on the DVD. There's 40-something minutes of extras on Endgame itself, so it's over 3 hours. The film's 2.5 hours, and you got 40-something minutes of extras on the Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement DVD. I mean, this is the master plan for you and your family, for the world. You just might want to get the DVD to have that in your collection. But if you can't afford it, it's free on Google Video, free on YouTube. You might take the time out to go watch it and share it with others before it's too late. But I would have the DVD to show it in high quality. I would give it as a Christmas present this year. It's got a nice fancy cover, nice text on the back, reads like a, you know, a sci-fi thriller, but it's real. And say, hey, check this out. It's wild. It's cutting edge. It's trendy. Jessica Simpson's in it. I'm being sarcastic. I digress. Endgame 1.5 that we posted for PrisonPlanet.tv members needs to be downloaded in high quality and burned to disk. You can do that as part of your membership. We hope you do. By the way, it's 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv until December 25th. So you can, my gift to you is we've turned up the IP address system where it'll take, what is it, 6 now? Before it was 3 IP addresses because we didn't want to bog down the servers. Our mission is to get the word out and get it out in high quality so your membership provides the CDN, content distribution network, powerful servers. But in the past, we had, you know, systems where if everybody shared their IP address, it would bog down when it was just on basic servers. We had like 2 servers. Now we have, you know, hundreds of times that amount of bandwidth. And so now we've turned up the IP address to 6. So I want you to share your passcode. I mean, just create a nice username and passcode and give it, you know, in a card or in an email. But a card's always nice to say, hey, there's hundreds of alternative movies and documents and info and, you know, information about the stock market, information about, you know, how to invest. A lot of people who are in business will, oh, they'll value that. You want to plant a hook so they don't not watch it and then say, you know, here's a card, nice Christmas card or holiday card, and inside of it is PrisonPlanet.tv address and their username and passcode. And say, check it out, use it. And that's a very good way. So really you're giving yourself a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. That's my present to you. It's a present to me, too, because I want to get the word out and stop these murdering criminals. And then give that same passcode to 3 or 4 members of your family. And for $5.95, you've given them a month membership or get a year and get 5 months free. Give them a more substantive gift. But PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, I'm going to get back into the news. And the Chinese set to take over our auto industry.
The headline. signs are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Body Union's that big business man, and it's going out like that dinosaur. Body used to grow food in Kansas, then it went abroad on the moon with Iraq. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be against the law.
Good idea. The green guy in the way.
And a man's going to do what a man's got to do.
And a man's going to do what he has to do when he's going to hunt.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Mars and Robert Groden coming up in the next hour. We'll have open phones after that. And Darrell Runda's popping back in again in the last 30 minutes of the show today. Talk about solutions and getting active on the streets. Got the In the Fed folks on tomorrow. It is the 45th anniversary of the shadow government really taking over fully and saying, hey, President, you don't run jack squat, bang, you're dead. All right, I went over a lot of the news. That is grazed over it. But I'm going to get into more detail now. It's a big deal to have the worst consumer confidence and the worst price drop on record. I mean, every record's being broken. You see, in the last year of World War II, millions of men were out of the country, millions and millions more men and women were in the factories. There was rationing. People could barely afford milk and sugar and butter. It was all rationed. No new cars were being made except for the military. The economy was on hold other than the war effort. And that's the last time a Christmas was this dead. The sales, they're dead. I mean, I can tell you this. In the last year, we've seen video and book sales go down massively to what they were, you know, 5 years ago. You know, it's gone all the way back to when this was a much smaller operation. And I thought that was bad at Infowars.com and, you know, the online video and bookstore. But then, in the last month or two, it's even dropped below that. And I'd say it's about half of what we were selling just 3 months ago. Normally in the late summer, early fall, that's a dead time. That was bumper crop for us, and, you know, we need the money to operate. We actually have 15 people working for me now. 15 people. That doesn't sound like a lot for some, but that is a lot for me. That's a big nut to crack. And, you know, it's all about the mission. But, I mean, we're doing fine because we have PrisonPlanet.tv. We have advertisers. We have a lot of things we're doing. The point is that this is really going to start compounding. And imagine what it's like in other areas of the economy, other businesses, other systems. Media is hard hit. Radio, TV, newspapers. Shutdowns, just things closing their doors. Newspapers are trying to sell out right now. The Austin American Statesman, been up for sale for a year, can't find a buyer. And it's not just the internet overtaking it, it's all being compounded by the economy. So a lot is happening, and into this gap comes the Chinese government that backed and funded and controls SAIC and Dongfeng. The two big companies said to buy GM Chrysler assets. This is all over the largest Chinese newspapers, government newspapers. Under the sway of the global financial crisis, shouldn't use their term, the globalist criminal consolidation by design, the economic warfare of the elite. So under the sway of the global financial crisis, the globalist economic warfare, the U.S. auto giants General Motors, Chrysler, LLC are tottering on the brink of collapse. Japan's Toyota Motor was previously rumored to buy them out, but now Chinese carmakers SIC and Dongfeng are also said to have plans to acquire the two U.S. auto companies, reports the 21st Century Business Herald today. On November 15th, a senior official in China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology and state regulator of China's auto industry told reporters that the auto manufacturer giants in China, such as Shanghai Automotive Industry Corporation, or SAIC, and Dongfeng Motor Corporation, have the capability and innovation to buy the assets of the two crisis-plagued American automakers. Let's break down what's really happening here and what this is a larger part of when we get back. Then, Henry Paulson, he was the one threatening martial law, according to Senator Inhofe of Oklahoma.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The holidays are right around the corner. the crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey, GCN listeners. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift this year, listen up. This message is going to make holiday shopping very easy. This year, give the amazing Survival Seed Bank to friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full-acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if necessary. And here's the best part. The price of Survival Seed Bank has been drastically reduced for GCN listeners this Christmas. You might even want to pick one up for yourself. The price goes back up January 1st, and the supply is definitely limited. Think outside the box and into the bank this year. Give a Survival Seed Bank by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 to give the perfect gift.
What does this mean that the Chinese automakers, and don't think any of this is by accident, this is all happening right now. See, the big foreign banks that leveraged the dollar, that devalued the dollar while they bought real assets, that created 1.5 or 1,500 trillion or 1.5 quadrillion dollars in fiat, they went over and dumped hundreds of billions into Chinese automakers, hundreds of billions into third world countries all over the world to leverage out the United States. It's a long-term strategic plan. They handed over old military bases to the Chinese. They handed over old U.S. bases and British bases and French bases in Africa to the Chinese. In Latin America, the Panama Canal in 2000. The Long Beach port. The L.A. port. The Boston ports. Just all of it. Just everything. Then 20-something ports they were going to hand over to the UAE. People got upset about it, so they had a holding company do it, and UAE now runs it all. The 83 interstate highways being handed over to foreign consortiums in Germany, in Spain, in Australia. That's globalism, making sure you're totally controlled by outside systems, outside corporations. and they have to get you in debt and destroy the economy so they can buy it up at fire sale prices. And if you don't like it, militarized police have been trained to eat their own guts and ask for seconds, who are destroying their own futures while they go along with the system, squeezing and taxing and the bureaucrats and the all the new assessments and taxes and property taxes, all of that money that's put into the CAFRs, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, 60%+ of the money put in there, all of that money is taken offshore. And then it comes right back. But that's not enough. Americans then have to buy the cheap Chinese stuff or the Japanese because it's better in that case. You know, they have to. You know, early on, they could have demanded quality, but they didn't. And American companies, again, strategically by design, were already moving overseas. So why make something good? And so now all those VCRs, all those DVD players, all those video games, all those baubles and ice chests and clothes that you bought from China or Indonesia or Mexico, it's all coming back here to buy factories and roads and infrastructure and mines and timber. And you read in the LA Times that not only are the big two Chinese automakers basically government-controlled, they're going to the government saying, hey, cut the gas tax so we can sell more cars and give us big tax breaks and tax incentives and government money to build more factories here in China and over in the United States to buy them out. You know what the government's saying? Absolutely. You want 500 and something, Bill? Go buy them up. We want factories. We want infrastructure. We want Ford and GM. We want Chrysler. Chinese car makers also seek government aid. Reporting from Shanghai, America's big three aren't the only car makers turning to government with a hat in hand. Hit by a dramatic slowdown in sales, Chinese auto executives are cutting production, shelving plans to export to the U.S., and all of Detroit looking for Beijing for a little help. Unlike the heads of General Motors Corp., Ford Motor Corp., and Chrysler, who were in Washington this week pleading for $25 billion in aid, it's loans, Chinese automakers generally aren't in dire financial straits. Rather, they're begging for cash on loans, Chinese managers say. They're pushing for policy changes such as lower consumption taxes, pump prices that might help jumpstart sales. And then it goes on for more money for factories and things like that. So, see, now let me explain something. Do I like Ford and GM? You know, my whole life, well, I didn't buy that many over my life, I guess, but like three cars. I'd even, you know, try to buy used cars that were American, but they constantly break. I mean, you buy a new car, it's broke down in a year. Then I watch my parents driving, and my dad had learned this by the 80s. He always bought Fords and Chevys, and they always broke down, so he started buying Japanese in the same car. You can almost forget to put oil in it, it just keeps running forever. So I buy Japanese now. Because Ford and Chevy and Chrysler, they're already globalists, they're already offshore, they already have the majority of their parts made overseas. But, so to be clear here, it's not like I'm saying don't bail out or do bail out the automakers. It's not like I'm saying it's a great thing to bail them out. What I'm saying is $25 billion in loans to Chrysler and Chevy who are about to go bankrupt. $25 billion, that's two or three B-2 bombers. That's not even one nuclear submarine. That's not even half of an aircraft carrier. What are those things like? $60 billion, $70 billion. They got the new super class coming out. I mean, the defense contractors just got a $1 trillion+ on budget. $1 trillion. It's going to be more. It always is with supplementals. $1 trillion+ defense budget. The previous biggest one was $600 billion. I mean, they're raping us like never before. For all the junk and $500 hammers and $800 toilet seats. And that, of course, in the military controls the $500 billion a year in narcotics coming in. They laundered that. It's the Army, mainly, the Navy, and the CIA that launder all that, so that's not enough for them. But, I mean, you guys are all going to have big houses in Maui and, you know, I mean, even your mercenaries and $1 million in the bank, you know, even your minions. But everything's going to collapse around you and you're going to destroy your whole society. But you don't care. You get up and thump your chest and like a gorilla and say, I don't care. We're going to dominate you. Watch this. We're going to ship in the yay-ho and the smack, and your kids are going to use them. We're going to throw them in our prisons. I mean, it is so sick. Meanwhile, we're getting our lunch eaten, and you have destroyed America, and it is being consumed, absorbed by the New World Order, and strip-mined, just being looted, gang-raped, just like 150 years ago, the 10 European powers with the U.S. went in and divided and raped China. Go read about it. What comes around, goes around. And there's all these well-meaning fools that salute the flag and wear their uniform and cry about the government and put their hand to their chest. That doesn't exist anymore, Baba. So you say, I don't want to hear that, Alex Jones. He puts down America. No, I tried to save America. But as long as they stick an American flag on tyranny, you will salute it and do whatever it says. See, they just can't believe it's all true. They're the schmucks, the suckers, the chumps. They love being conned. They love the sappy propaganda. They love the delusion. Okay, well, you and your family are going to get hurt real bad, and it isn't by me that you've been taught to hate so much and been taught to fear the Patriot movement. It's by your masters. You're sitting in their lap, but it ain't your mommy or your daddy. It's a big, mean creature, and it likes blood of societies. Chinese car makers also seek government aid, so they're coming in and buying things up. I'm going to go to your calls. I'm going to go to your calls, and then I'm going to get into Paulson coming out and you know, saying, hey, we're going to have martial law if you don't do this. That's now confirmed by Senator Inhofe. Paulson was behind bailout martial law threat. But just in closing on the cars, it is a national security issue. But you see, national security is only used to destroy America, destroy the family, tax the middle class chumps out of existence. It's only used to put sodium fluoride in the water and force vaccines on kids to give them autism. It's only used to ram through GMO crops that kill most of the rats and guinea pigs it's fed to and are killing us right now. It's only used to carry out the narcotics trafficking, the government-controlled narcotics trafficking. It's only there to protect their criminal activity. Imagine, since 47, tens of trillions of dollars in secret operations, powerful men doing whatever they want with total anonymity and total power. Gee, are you surprised we're going into total corruption? Total looting. Because they can. This is the final fruit of that. But if we had real national security, we'd say, you know what, we're not going to buy five B-2 bombers for $100 billion plus. We're going to give $100 billion to the automakers. Or we're going to give $100 billion to two new startup companies for whoever will sign the contracts and do the deals to build it. Now, obviously, that's not free market. Okay, but we don't have a free market. I mean, if they're going to give $5 trillion in 5 weeks to the bankers to go invest it in China, and by the way, Kurt Nemo just sent me an article he just posted, Bank of America buys stake in China construction. You see, that's in the news. I see it every day, just buried. You understand? They're taking the $5 trillion, and they're not just leveraging and buying other healthy banks and insurance companies in the U.S. They're buying not just the roads and the ports. They are taking your money and sending it to China to come back and buy Ford and Chevy and Chrysler. Bank of America buys stake in China construction. Right there. It's happening everywhere. They are taking the $5 trillion and cornering the world market. They depress the economy. They blow out the economy. They badmouth it. They say we're going to have a depression. The government destroys confidence. They knew when they said all that would destroy confidence. The economy dies. Everybody gets scared and stops buying. The economy is basically a zombie right now. The blood ain't flowing. And then they come in and buy it all up. I mean, it's so simple. So it's a national security issue. And because it is a real national security issue, they're not going to save them. The government isn't the government. It's a giant garbage disposal chopping the country up. You understand? So go ahead and watch your SWAT team cop shows, cops, and feel powerful. And go ahead, FBI, feel powerful and train to confiscate our guns. And go ahead and just do everything you're doing, because it's all going to collapse. You're not going to have jobs. When they're done with this, we're going to be a giant third world cesspool. And the cops are going to be in giant gunfights with criminal gangs. Because once societies go banana republic, like Argentina's already done, or Brazil, or Mexico, once it happens, the gangs don't respect you anymore. They're going to move in and take over. And the cops are going to hide out in their police stations. I mean, there have been days in Brazil where 100-something cops get killed. There's days in Mexico where 20 or 30 get killed. You have destroyed yourselves. You have destroyed your country. So go ahead. Pull over somebody. Are they smart mouth you? Beat them up. Knock their teeth out. And you won't get in trouble because tyranny rules. But remember, the bankers aren't going to get in trouble taking everything you got. You just remember that, too. That's how evil works. It races through a country like cancer. Okay, let's go to some calls. All right, the caller from Pennsylvania, Martiros, hung up. So we'll go to David in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead, David. Come ahead, David. I don't understand why the callers never come to the line. It's weird. All right, David, thanks for the call. Garrett in Mississippi, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Well, you're right about that. The blood's fixing to flow. And I wrote up something this morning for my friends about Christmas shopping. And they should think outside the box for purchasing Christmas gifts this year. And I, for one, am going to go through your store and get a water filter for my in-laws. Just things like that, you know. A multi-tool. Some rugged outdoor clothing, like some Carhartts or something like that. But
besides, you're going to use that. You never use all the other junk people give you.
Yeah. I've asked just for, you know, things of this sort that I need to fill my gaps. But I also wanted to give you a gun show report. I was in Jackson, Mississippi this past weekend at the show, and it was a madhouse. It took 30 minutes just to get in. The firearms that are slated to be banned very soon were running $200 to $300 above what they cost 5 weeks ago when the last show come through.
AR-15s, M1s, yes, Grands, everything semi-auto.
Everything was $200 to $300 or more than what it should have been. So I'll caution people. This is some tips I give for Christmas shopping. You know, go to the internet and save some gas. A lot of the stuff is free shipping. Don't buy gift cards, because I've got a story circulating today. I don't know if it's absolutely true or not, but it makes sense. If these companies go bankrupt or shut their stores down, how are you going to use gift cards?
No, that's already happening everywhere, like Lennon's and things. I saw a report about, you know, they're closing all their stores. I mean, it's hundreds of chains are going under or vastly reducing stock. And again, this was all publicly done when the president and Obama during the campaign and the Treasury Secretary and the Fed chairman all said we're going to have a depression. That was it. They killed us right there.
Yeah. And another thing, too, what I'm doing is there's some things that, I mean, when you're into the Patriot movement or preparedness, it never ends. And that's what scares a lot of people away. It's a lot of investment, but it's backed by an insurance for your future security. There's calculators out on the web where you can calculate your tax refund, that little bit the government dribbles back to you. And if you have a credit card, if you still have credit, use it to get what you need now. And then, you know, use your tax refund in February to pay off those debts.
Well, I was about to say, I hate to tell people to go out and max out credit cards.
Yeah, I've hated that, through that too, but guess what? There's not going to be any bill collectors when this comes around.
Well, there's a good chance that could be the case, but the bottom line is they're going to come after the little guys for debts, but the big guys can do whatever they want. I mean, if you're going to steal, folks, the moral is shoot for the moon.
Yeah, well, I just encourage everybody, Alex, to get prepared. This is end game time, you know. Referencing your movie that you put out.
What are locals in your area, Garrett, of Mississippi, saying? Are they starting to wake up?
Oh, yeah. When I started working at this major company 3 years ago tomorrow, people thought, well, I was nuts when I started telling them about, you know, 9/11 Road to Tyranny and different things like that. You know, this guy's a head case. Now, you know, I've kind of moved up in the office society, and I have an office. And people come in and shut the door and ask what they need to do. You know?
Yep, because you told them beforehand. Great to hear from you. We're out of time. More calls straight ahead. David, Bob, Robert, Bruce, stay with us. Bruce disagrees with me. We'll go to him first. Stay with me.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world. Specializing in less lethal defense, Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I've gotten a few phone calls and seen a few emails of people saying, why is your radio show running taser commercials? Tasers are evil. Well, number one, FortressTactical.com is not my sponsor. I wish they were. It's a Genesis sponsor. You got the wrong show. You're confused. I don't blame a taser. I don't blame a 357 Magnum. I don't blame a samurai sword for murder or mayhem or crime. I'm not against the police having tasers, but they should only use them when they truly are under threat. And it should be, you know, when somebody takes a swing at you, you know, where you don't in that threat continuum want to shoot them, or when somebody's attacking somebody and won't get off of them, and then you taser them one time. But instead, the cops are mentally ill, at least the ones we see on video, where they taser some guy on the ground for an hour. I mean, I've seen videos where they just taser the guy for no reason. He's on the ground. They keep tasering him. That's in Road to Tyranny. And they let the dog bite him. All those cops should have gone to prison. The guy never did anything. They got out. They tasered him because they got buck fever. They want to shoot something. They want to. So it allows cops that are trigger happy who want to kill people to go ahead and do something less lethal. But it'll kill you. It's killed over 400 people now. So I'm against the misuse of it. I am absolutely for citizens having tasers. In fact, I've thought about, I don't want my wife carrying a gun around her purse because I got little kids and they've been taught not to be around guns and they're locked up. But kids come over to the house and I just, you know, I want to keep them out of reach. But what about a taser? I know she's got, you know, some pepper spray in her car and we don't live in a fear, so we don't, you know, really keep that stuff on us. We should. And we should be living in some fear. Fear's meant to make you take action. You know, like you're leaning over a cliff. Hey, get back. Just to be clear, I think everybody needs a taser. We need more weapons. The citizens do. So, this isn't a gun control show, folks. We believe in self-defense. And if somebody takes a swing at a cop, it's better than them gunning them down. Better for them to take a billy club to them or taser them. Not just be such cowards where they pull the gun and shoot them, you know, because the person pulls away from them. I've seen videos of the person pulls their arm out of a cop's grasp, and so the cop shoots them. That's horrible. Taser them. That's what that is for. But it's being misused. Okay. Bruce in Connecticut disagrees on auto industry. Go ahead.
Hi. How are you doing, Alex?
Good.
Yeah, this is with respect to the auto industry comment. I agree that cars are designed to have engineered obsolescence. I mean, but I think that's across the board, you know, because I've seen a lot of problems with foreign or domestic, you know, it's just
Japanese are not
problem.
As good as they were 10 years ago in my experience, the mechanics I talked to. And as soon as Ford and GM and Chevy go out, Ford, GM, Chevy, and of course Chrysler, Ford and GM, the same. I mean, GM and Chevy, same thing. Then, of course, the Japanese will become crud. But go ahead.
Yeah, but I've had Fords now since later 90s, and I've never really had a problem with them. You know, they run good. I get over 100,000 miles, and I'm getting a lot of mileage for the dollar.
Well, my friend, I'm glad that that's been your experience. It's not been my experience.
Sorry to hear that. And I agree with you on the other comment about self-defense. I agree 100%. It's just too bad that the police don't use the discretion like they used to, you know?
Well, cops were more macho. And they were never perfect. I mean, it's, you know, the industry itself has always had problems for thousands of years by its very nature. Because power corrupts absolutely, power corrupts absolutely. But, yeah, I mean, cops are too macho to, you know, wet themselves and shoot somebody because they, you know, made a fist at them. Now, I mean, I see cops pulling old ladies over, and it's like they're shaking, walking to the car. It's just, the wicked fleeth when none pursueth. And the cops ought to be scared of those cars flying past them. Statistically, that's what they really should be afraid of. But see, nobody tells them to be afraid of that, so they're not. All right, we'll come back, take more calls, and get our guest on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.